Welcome to another episode of Disney Movie News. Today we are talking about Star Wars, Aladdin, the new Mickey Mouse Club, and a bunch of other stuff. So make sure you stay tuned and hold on to your what?
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's Disney Movie News.
Dun, 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 dun. It's weird not coming into one of our pro, like, female songs.
I know. Last week was everything.
Last week was everything, but this week is going to be even more. So if you thought last week was great, just wait. No Bachelor news today because the show is over. This is complete straight Disney movie news, y'all. And I know you're confused, like, why is Keaton the one that's introing the show? Because Leo and Sarah are off on a trip for work. So they're doing very important things. We miss you, Leo and Sarah. Thank you for letting us be here without you. And we have a special guest in studio. But before I introduce her, let me introduce myself. My name is Keaton Markey, and you guys can follow me all over the interwebs at Keaton Markey. And who are my beautiful ladies? To my left.
Hi, I'm Ava Gordy.
Yay, Ava!
Woo! Yay, me! Thanks for having me. This is exciting. I work with Renee.
At Clever News.
And
we patrolled rumors together.
We did. And that's why I'm here now. Great, great.
And we're very grateful.
I am grateful.
So great.
Everything's great.
And where can everyone find you?
Oh, me. My Twitter. Well, everything.
Yourself and you.
Me. I'm still talking about me. It's weird to talk about yourself. At Ava Gordy on everything. A-V-A.
Cool. And hey, guys, you can follow me at Renee Ariel on Instagram and on Twitter.
So, Ava, let's just chat with you for a little bit right now.
Oh, my God. I didn't know this was going to happen.
You know, I got to understand your Disney knowledge.
Okay.
Favorite Disney movie?
Oh, my gosh. I should have had these prepared.
I mean, we just put you on the spot.
Can I say, how do I know which one's definitely Disney?
Oh, well, now this is just going to be fun.
That's going to be really
first
bad,
first one to come to your mind, though. Come on.
Chicken Little? Is that a Disney movie?
Is it DreamWorks?
Your favorite
also
Disney movie?
Is it DreamWorks?
I don't know. Is it?
It's Walt Disney.
You're so Disney.
That was the first thing that came to mind.
That's not a...
Try again. Rewind. We're gonna edit this out.
I really like the one where they're in the future. A kid from the future goes back.
What is it called?
They have little dinosaur arms.
Meet the Robinsons.
Is that Disney?
That is Disney. These are just very obscure ones. But
what?
You wanted me to go like classic.
Classic.
Oh.
Wait, who's your favorite Disney princess? Here we go.
Okay. Honestly, I'd probably say Jasmine, which we're talking a lot about.
Jasmine, okay. Correct. Jasmine's a great one.
Yeah. Jasmine's a good one.
Would you choose Marvel or Star Wars?
Marvel,
really? Favorite superhero?
Flash? Is that DC?
That's DC.
Iron Man? Is that DC?
That's Marvel.
Great. Renee, great, we'll talk after.
Superman? Is that DC?
Great. Just stop. Okay. She's good. She's here. We're going to have so much fun. So let's just hop into the news because you did bring up your favorite Disney princess is Jasmine.
And yes.
You guys, we actually have a lot of Aladdin news. First of all, we got the first ever picture from the set. Will Smith thankfully shared it with all of us. And you can see Jasmine there as well as Aladdin and Jafar.
Look at Jafar. He's so fine.
I mean, this is the thing, though. Aladdin looks super cute in this picture, too.
He does.
So
he's got great
teeth. It's just a lot of good-looking people in one picture, and I'm just trying to see what Agrabah looks like in the back.
I just feel like my face could fit right next to Will Smith.
Yeah.
We should Photoshop our faces into that picture and post it.
Okay, right. This is your homework out there in the interwebs.
One person
Photoshop
at the top.
Disney Movie News people's heads in this photo so we can show it next week because we want to be a part of the fun of Aladdin.
Absolutely. Feel free to put me next to Jafar if you'd like.
I want to be kissing Aladdin. Here, I'll give you the free screenshot.
I'm not on it.
There you go. You can take that right there. So other exciting Aladdin news, we have a Sultan. And so I feel like the Sultan is probably like amongst those cast of characters would probably be the next kind of famous I mean, not famous, but most biggest character within the movie. Mm-hmm. And he is actually from Homeland. His name is Navid Negabon. Don't kill me because I probably really destroyed that name.
I think you did a great job.
But yeah, he's going to be playing the Sultan.
Okay. And I wonder how much makeup they're going to use.
He's going to be a good-looking
dude. Yeah, because he's quite...
He's like... all these guys are handsome. Like, the older men. I'm like, I'm
in it. He does have the brows, though.
Oh.
He definitely has the brows.
Okay, yeah, and he doesn't need the hair because he's got a hat.
Yeah, he's going to have a hat, and I think, you know, and I'm going to be curious to see what the costume designer and set designer, like how similar they kind of keep the live action to mm-hmm. the cartoon, because I know with Cinderella, they kind of, you know, weren't very similar, but with the Beauty and the Beast remake, it was almost
very
too
exact,
like, yeah,
creepy
like,
exact.
Creepy exact, yeah. Except the Mrs. Potts, which just, that looked creepy in general. So I didn't like that one. But, yeah.
Is he short?
I mean,
because Jasmine's dad is real short.
You should look up his height.
That's a good idea.
Look it up. Let me know. Let me know. Mm-hmm. So Will Smith, obviously, we know is the genie. Mina Masood is Aladdin, the newcomer. Naomi Scott, who I love from Power Rangers, is Princess Jasmine. And the hottie with the body, Marwan Kenzari, is Jafar. And there's a few other characters that have also been cast, you guys, that I didn't even know about.
He's like 6 feet, sorry.
Breaking news. He is 5'11".
It's fine. You guys, it's fine. It's movie magic. Don't worry about it. But they make Tom Cruise look tall. They can make somebody look short.
Oh. All right. You
like,
got me.
Like, we've seen Lord of the Rings. They make them hobbits, so I'm
that
not worried.
I wonder if they will do that.
I don't know. I mean, you guys, they'll take their own liberties with it. It's going to be fine. But other people that are actually going to be in this Aladdin live action movie is one of my favorite people ever, Nasim Pedrad from Saturday Night Live. She was also in Scream Queens, and she's a new girl, and she's hilarious and wonderful, and I've been lucky enough to meet her before. I had no idea, but congratulations, Nasim.
That is so exciting.
She is Dahlia, Princess Jasmine's handmaiden and confidant, so I'm sure she'll get to throw some comedy in there. As we said last week, Billy Magnuson, who's in Into the Woods, is Prince Anders, who's going to be a potential husband for Princess Jasmine. And let's see, Numan Akar, who's also from Homeland, is Hakim, who's Jafar's right-hand man and head of the palace guards. So we know a lot of the cast. They're starting production, and we actually even today got a release date.
What?
For Aladdin. Yes, we did. We got a ton of release dates. That's the next kind of bit of news for you. Aladdin, they gave us, what all did they give us the release dates for? They gave Aladdin, so since we will talk more about J.J. Abrams kind of taking over the upcoming ninth Star Wars film, but until, oh my God.
Oh, Memorial Day weekend.
Yes, Memorial Day weekend. So that's actually taking the Star Wars slot since J.J. took over. They've pushed Star Wars now 9 months, and Aladdin's kind of taking the Memorial Day weekend slot.
Oh, I'm fine with that, to be honest.
Yes. So we're going to have a pretty fun year in 2018. That's Walt Disney release dates for, so let's see, Magic Camp, which was previously set to come out on April 6, 2018, is now not even on the calendar, which is kind of weird. So maybe is it that bad? But I was really excited because that's like Adam Devine, who I love, Jeffrey Tambor, and that centers on a summer camp of aspiring young magicians. So that
sounds like Camp Rock.
It did sound like Camp Rock. It sounds like almost more like a Disney Channel original movie rather than like a theatrical release Disney film. And then the previously untitled Christopher Robin project, that will be released on, August 3rd, 2018. And then Star Wars again is going to be pushed. And, and then a very exciting thing, the Artemis Fowl is set to arrive on August 9th, 2019. And Kenneth Branagh is set to direct the film. And then also there's an untitled Disney fairy tale that has been revealed being titled Nicole, which will arrive in theaters on November 8, 2019. And it's going to star Anna Kendrick and Bill Hader and tells the story of Santa Claus's daughter who must take over the family business after he retires.
I feel like that's always what the Christmas movies are about, is like someone taking over Santa's job.
I mean, Santa Claus 1, 2, or 3, anybody?
Like literally every Christmas movie centered around Santa is about someone trying to take his spot. Think about it.
Yeah.
No, true. No, I agree
too. Wait, so Bill Hader is probably Santa, Anna Kendrick, probably the daughter?
Why would you think that? No, you're right.
No, yes.
Oh, okay. All right. I was like, are they the same age? Am I going crazy?
No,
so
I think you're right.
I need to give a quick shout out to Disney Film Facts. You guys can follow at Disney Film Facts. They messaged us and were like, hey, you guys, I know the news is kind of like a little slow this week, but here are some stories, which is really awesome of you. And this is why I love the Disney community so much, because it's not like a competition with the Disney community. Like, it's everybody trying to help each other. So thank you, Disney Film Facts. And thank you also for your Insta story today, because I woke up and saw that all the Disney movies released in 2019, I'm going to give you the list because it's kind of crazy, because basically a movie's coming out every month from Disney in 2019. Ooh. So we got Dumbo, we got Aladdin, we got Toy Story 4, we have The Lion King, Frozen 2, Mulan, Star Wars Episode 9, Avengers 4, Captain Marvel, and Artemis Fowl.
Okay, is Artemis Fowl the only new one?
1, 2, 3, 4.
Or has there been an Artemis Fowl that I'm unaware of?
I don't know.
Artemis Fowl is based off a book.
I know. I'm just saying all of those are either remakes or sequels.
No, yeah. It's a new franchise.
Oh, they're going to start. Yeah, new franchise.
Wow. Exciting. Okay, so there's only...
Good catch.
Thanks. pretty good.
You're right. All those are based off. That's, well...
Isn't that weird?
Isn't that 2019?
None of them are 2019. There's 10 movies that Disney's releasing in 2019.
But Aladdin coming out in 2018, right?
No, Aladdin's coming out in 2019, Memorial Day weekend.
Oh, my gosh. Why did I think it was 2018? What are we looking... Okay, so what's in 2018?
Star Wars? No.
No, because I was pushed back. Nothing? Do we get anything in 2018? Nicole.
No, that doesn't come until 2018.
The random movie called Nicole.
What, the Christopher Robin project we get in 2018.
Okay, cool. We got one movie.
The Han Solo movie, too.
Yes,
Han Solo. That's why they pushed it back.
Yeah.
Yes. So in the chat, I just want to know, like, what movies are you most looking forward to? And I'll ask you guys the same question while we wait to hear from the chat. Like, what do you guys think you're most excited to see? Besides Nicole, because I know, like,
you're really excited for the much-anticipated Nicole. Love the name, love her life, and I want to know all about it. But I'm just really excited for Aladdin, truly. And then, I guess, Christopher Robin's project, because I'm excited to see what they do with that and, like, what the characters are going to look like and how they're going to go about
Speaking of that, there are some pictures that were just released. If you could find those really quick in the booth and throw them up, it's of Ewan McGregor. Keep going, and he'll pull those up.
For sure, Aladdin and Toy Story 4 as well. I just saw in the chat the Disney 2. I love Toy Story.
But yeah, yes. And Lauren DeWitt says Lion King and Aladdin. I'm absolutely there, too.
Oh, yeah, Toy Story 4. Okay. Again, I'm going for the non-conventional answer here.
Oh, no.
Not Nicole. but the Christopher Robbins project thing, I read a little bit about it. And I have no other info than what I read, and it was like two sentences, very vague. But I loved Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah.
And I would just love to see.
It's going to be really strange how they do it.
Yeah.
Like, in the pictures, it just showed Hayley Atwell and then, Ewan McGregor walking together. Mm-hmm. So, and they were kind of in their period clothing, and that's kind of all we really got. So, you know, what are these bears going to look like? What are the Pooh, Piglet, whatever? Are they going to be, like, animated? Are they going to look kind of lifelike? Is it going to be scary?
I think it could either be, like, so beautiful and bring me to tears, or very weird.
Yep.
And I'll hate it.
I completely agree with you.
Yeah.
Also, is he still going to be wearing a shirt? Because if he looks really real, that's going to be really weird to have a bear in the forest wearing a shirt. You know what I mean?
It's a movie, like, Renee.
Yeah. The concerns are with this. They're probably not staying up at late at night.
These are the things that keep Renee up at night.
Is the bear going to wear a shirt, though?
is it gonna wear?
I don't know.
That is something to take. I'm sorry, chat.
To be fair,
what do you guys
the
think?
Bear has like a friend, like so many friends. A Tigger. Like, what even is Tigger? It's a tiger, but he bounces on his tail. Like,
T-I
it's
I double.
G. G. Double gutter.
It's all good if we can't find it. We can show it next week, so
is
do not
Piggy
worry about
Piggy
gonna
walk
it.
Up right?
It's gonna stress me out too much. Like, Rocket that raccoon kind of stresses me out when he walks upright. Like, I'm just like, there's something unnatural about that, and I don't like it.
I know, there was like, there's one part of the movie where he gets on all fours, and I'm like, that's right.
Yeah.
That's how
yeah.
you should.
Yeah, yeah. That's how you need to be. And then all of a sudden he's like, I'm back up, I won't get you. Like,
I know, because we're threatened by that position from actual raccoons. Like, if I saw a real raccoon like that, I'd be like, oh, I gotta go. So that's why he looks threatening.
I agree with that.
So speaking of Rocket the Raccoon and either being scared or not scared of him, they're actually planning, our James Gunn teased, that we're going to get a lot of his origin story soon. And whether he's going to get his own spinoff movie, because before, obviously, they have teased that they're, or said, he said, James Gunn has said, oh, he'd love to do like a Groot Rocket kind of spinoff film, which I think would be a hilarious buddy cop type
yeah.
film. It'd be great. But he said we're going to learn more about Rocket in the coming saga. So I'm wondering if maybe like the next Guardians might be kind of looking into Rocket's past. Like this one was looking into Peter Quill's past. Mm. So we will see. Would you guys watch a Rocket?
Yeah.
Origin film?
Yeah. I still haven't seen Guardians 2.
Oh. I haven't either.
Okay. Renee.
I was about to go see it, and then the tickets were sold out for because I went to go see that weekend, which was a mistake. And then I just like hadn't tried since then. So I regret that. But I really liked Guardians 1, and I'm probably gonna see 2. And I like the whole I like all the characters so much.
I don't think 2 is as good, I'll tell you that.
Oh.
Wait, who said it was right. better? Didn't someone say it was better than the first one? One of one
Leo
person on our panel?
Did.
Yeah.
I think that sounds like a Leo thing.
Uh-oh.
Did you ever watch Cars 2, Keaton? Side note?
Nope.
Me neither.
Or
guys,
no, it
was
3.
Guys, Cars 3 was awesome.
That's what I hear.
Okay, see? I brought it on for a reason, Keaton. Look at this.
Cars
Look
3
this.
Was so dope. I wept like 4 times.
That was me and Pete's Dragon. But Pete's Dragon was not a good movie, but I just sobbed the entire time because
just affected
it just
you.
It was like a
Why?
Boy and his dog movie, but it was a boy and his dragon and I was like, "Oh my god."
That can get you, man.
Like
I got it.
I was being like I was right next to all the Thingamavlogs guys and they hated it and I'm just Aww. Sitting there like obnoxiously sobbing in this press screening and like they got up and I'm like wiping my face like and they're like that was terrible and I'm like yeah it was so bad
still haven't seen that one man. That one's on Netflix though correct
yeah
I'll watch it
so if you want a good cry pour
it.
Some wine and just you know
that's
watch,
my night
watch a boy and his dog and live stream it for me just so I know how you feel
I will.
About it so I don't feel alone I know it's not a good movie, but it just really emotionally affected me. There are good parts.
That happens to me all the time.
Awesome.
It's I understand.
I mean, your favorite movies are.
My favorite movies were Chicken Little and Meet the Robinsons.
Okay. Well, we've moved on from this.
Oh, okay. I'm never supposed to bring it back up.
Got it.
Didn't happen.
Can I bring something up that the chat said that
yeah,
I like
please.
Didn't realize?
No,
I did realize.
Give us some chat love.
Apparently, The Nutcracker is also coming out in 2018. Where? I thought I saw. It was like up a little bit. I was so excited to see that because I'm a freaking ballerina.
Nutcracker, November 2nd, 2018.
What? There we go. I love the Nutcracker.
I'm a ballerina. What? I don't understand how you put it into a film.
Have you never seen the one with Macaulay Culkin?
I've only seen the Barbie version.
Well, that's your that's first mistake is right there. But they like literally filmed them on stage. With the Macaulay Culkin one, but I think for this one, they're actually going to make it seem more theatrical and maybe like a cool, like,
I don't know who's in that. I don't know nothing
I hope,
about
you know,
it.
I really hope in the Nutcracker movie, they actually cast real ballerinas and not like,
not pull a black swan.
Yeah. I would really rather, like, I'm sure you guys, there are so many ballerinas in the world that are wanting to work and are really amazing. And there's not enough jobs for them. So let's give them the Nutcracker jobs.
Let's give them the Nutcracker. I agree.
PSA. Yeah.
PSA,
the ballerinas get a job, okay?
Get a job. Let's see. If the Rocket film happens, I could tell it will be a tearjerker. Yes, Stephanie Cook. I thought Rocket literally carries this next or the Guardians too.
Okay,
I think so. Unless I would enjoy it.
Unless Rocket has a little raccoon family living in a forest and that's how it starts, I'm not going to cry.
Oh,
I guarantee you.
No.
Oh, my gosh. If we see Rocket as a baby.
I love baby raccoons. Have you ever looked at a baby
raccoon?
I love
when you get to see the baby version of, like, grown animated characters.
Yep.
All of a sudden, you're like, oh, my gosh.
I know, and then you can't handle
like Moana.
It. Dory?
I was a little bit upset that Moana grew up. Starts off a baby. I was like, I could watch this.
She's like, I'm out. She just walks out of the film. She's like, I'm out. Moana grew up.
That's it.
Moana, make way, make way. I'm out. No, I'm sorry. I don't like this montage scene. I don't like her aging.
I know. I didn't, and it was right at the beginning. I was like, they didn't give me enough baby.
That's how I felt during Hakuna Matata with Simba, because then I was like, no, yeah! JTT!
Exactly.
I don't know who Matthew Broderick is. I wanted JTT the whole time.
There's something that hurts about
it hurts
that.
It still hurts me, to be honest.
Because it always goes by in like a flash forward moment.
Yep.
They montage.
Barbie will
montage.
Be in the Nutcracker movie. If Barbie's in the Nutcracker movie, I'm through. Barbie Nutcracker, and then she's just like a toy in the on the Christmas tree or something.
You guys, I'm gonna move on to the next piece of news.
Oh, what
please.
Is it?
Oh, it sounds serious.
This is the biggest, I think, piece of Disney movie news from all week is that J.J. Abrams is back on Star Wars. He is going to be taking over Star Wars Episode 9. So he's going to be kind of bookending his trilogy, which he's taking over for the Jurassic World director.
So he left... And then how he's back.
Wait.
Well, no. He was never... So, a different person, Trevor Rowe, was Colin supposed Trevor. To... Yeah. Mm. He was supposed to direct this episode.
And then he
and
was...
And then he, mutually, according to Kathleen Kennedy in Star Wars, mutually, he decided to leave.
That never happened.
And then everybody was like, oh, who's going to take over? Is Ryan going to do another one? And we're going to get a female director, which I wish we would have. But I'm... You know what? JJ did a great job with The Force Awakens.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, and a lot of people, like, I think they criticize The Force Awakens a lot because they say, oh, it was too quick or that I didn't really get to know the characters. It was, you know, he had to set up so much.
Right.
He had to set up an entire new trilogy. And not only that, but still kind of give, you know, homage to all the movies that had come before.
Yep.
So I think he did it in the best way possible. We also had fun. He brought in the old fans. He brought in new fans, a whole new generation of fans. So, JJ, I trust you. You do your thing. I just wish you were a woman.
Too. Me too. I loved The Force Awakens.
Me too.
That was your favorite. When
yeah,
you watched
that was
them
my
all.
Favorite.
Yeah.
I think the only problem I have with this is that they're kind of going with, like, the safety bit, kind of like a safety net kind of thing.
Yeah.
They're not really giving it to someone new, and I guess they tried that. And then they've had trouble with the Han Solo
movie,
too.
Yeah, well, yeah, they had to get rid of Phil Lord and Christopher Miller when Ron Howard had to take over for them. And so I'm sure... Oh, and then also Josh Trank, this was a while ago, he was actually the director of that terrible Fantastic Four movie with Miles Teller, but he actually got cut from directing an unnamed kind of just Star Wars standalone movie. So
I wonder what's going on there.
Yeah,
don't you feel like there's more drama than we're being told about?
Oh,
absolutely.
There absolutely has to be.
I want to know
going on.
What's happening at Lucasfilm?
Can you show me? I want to know what's going on behind the scenes.
There it is.
There we go.
I was
Phil
like,
Collins.
How are we going to change?
I just tried to, you know, push it all together. But in the chat, how do you guys feel about JJ taking over again? I mean, he did help write The Force Awakens.
Sorry. I don't pray for... Okay, yeah, that would make sense. Sorry.
A lot of comments.
Hey, can we cut somebody out in the chat? Thanks.
We need...
Great, thanks. So, thank you for someone... Yes, the Boba Fett film. Thank you, Disney Film Facts. I love Disney Film Facts. You're my favorite. Anyways.
I would love a Boba Fett film.
It would be great.
Yeah,
Boba
me
Fett
too,
was
actually.
My favorite character for who knows why.
That's
when I watched the first
one. How I feel about a lot of your answers that you've...
Yeah, maybe I just pick the one that's like, why? Why would you do that?
So, talking more about Star Wars, Ryan Johnson has said that Joseph Gordon-Levitt is actually going to have a cameo in The Last Jedi. You guys, they've worked together in so many films. Like, it's kind of like a thing. They're such good friends. Ryan just, like, puts Joseph in all of his films, which must be nice. Joseph Gordon-Levitt, I love you. I love you so much.
Love him.
Love him. But we're not going to see him. He's actually just voicing an alien. So we're not going to get to see his beautiful face, unfortunately.
That was a build-up to be like,
yeah, that's,
I'm so sorry.
I would love to see him, like, with alien makeup.
You guys, this is very exciting because there's a lot of rumored cameos that are going to be in here. And let me
give
see.
It to me.
So the rumors are Tom Hardy might be having a cameo.
All right.
Prince Harry.
What?
Prince
what?
William.
What?
The British pop star Gary Barlow, don't know who that is, but that seemed to have been confirmed by John Boyega. Yeah, so that's exciting.
Weird. Where did the princes get into this?
Yeah.
Hey, if I ran a country, I'd be like, put me in a Star Wars immediately. Immediately.
Priorities.
Okay, you know, maybe they just politely asked, can we be in Star Wars?
Please, Ryan, we'd absolutely love to be in your film.
Watch us get torn up with these accents.
It's fine. Anyways, so that's exciting, and I love Joseph Gordon-Levitt. I love when fans can jump into their favorite universes. I think that's such a fun thing as an actor. It makes me so jealous, and I'm like, oh, you get everything, and then you get this. But then I'm like, but yay, you should get that, because you love it so much.
Yeah.
So, and you really appreciate it, and yeah. So I appreciate that. I mean, in the chat, who would you guys want to see cameo in Star Wars? Like, who would you want to see to pop up?
Who would I want to see?
Rihanna.
Nick Jonas.
Okay!
Did we choose wrong?
What about you guys in the chat?
Nick Jonas is not only a great performer and musician, but he is a wonderful actor. Have you seen Jonas? Are you familiar with his work?
I feel like Rihanna could do a little better than Nick Jonas.
Nick Jonas was on a Disney show.
Yeah, first of all, Nick Jonas is a great actor. Nick Jonas was on
Rihanna
Broadway.
Could pull it off. She's been in things before.
I'll be on Ava's side. Yes. I saw Rihanna on Valerian, and it was great.
Right?
That performance was amazing.
Thank you.
Callie Caven just goes, Beyonce. I'm like, yes.
Put
Queen B in there.
Why not?
It would be a little too distracting, though.
Can Beyonce act?
No.
Yeah, she was in Dreamgirls.
I don't feel like she was...
And she was also Foxy Cleopatra.
I know.
And she's a whole lot of woman.
And she was in...
She's just such a fierce.
She was in that horror
Obsessed.
Movie.
Okay,
She was in that horror movie, Obsessed.
I loved it.
Actually, she was pretty good in Obsessed. I didn't like her in Dreamgirls. I don't know.
It's
because
Dreamgirls.
Jennifer Hudson stood her up. And I was like, oh, no, Beyonce.
But that's fine, though. No, but that's the thing.
That, like, I mean, that's the character she was supposed to play, though.
No.
Too.
What, J-Hud?
Yeah, was supposed to play someone who outshines her in the end. So.
I don't know. I just felt like it was just so... I loved that movie so much.
Spoiler, you guys.
It's great.
Oh.
Spoiler alert.
You want to cry.
Alert.
You want to cry.
Is Dreamgirls
Go
Disney?
Go watch Dreamgirls. No, it's not. You will cry. J-Hope will be saying, no, 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 no. She'd just
it's
be singing,
so
and like you'd be crying. It's
Renee,
a lot.
It's really good.
I'll watch it.
It's so good. Anyways. And it's a great cast. Jamie Foxx is in it. Mm-hmm. Eddie Murphy, the woman who voiced Princess Tiana. I can't think of her name right now, but she's in it. Daniel Glover. It's so
good.
I
love Daniel Glover.
Okay. Anyways.
He was great for that one moment he got in
one
Spider-Man.
One last piece of
not,
Star Wars movie
that's
news.
Not him.
Donald Glover. Who's
His
Daniel
dad.
Glover?
His dad.
Do I know Daniel Glover?
Danny Glover is
one
his
more
dad.
Piece of news from Star Wars. We got some new pictures released on Empire Magazine. Some new screenshots of the film. So we have this one of John Boyega, and I know it's Finn and Rose, and they seem to be in some type of gambling hall. These guys end up having like some type of love connection, I believe. That's what the rumors are saying. So I thought this was cool because we kind of see another location, a new world, kind of within the Star Wars universe that we know and love. And then we also get to see Poe's new ship. Why are you making
I need
that
to
face?
Make a retraction right now. Donald Glover is not Danny Glover's son.
Yeah.
That's my bad.
Okay. I missed it. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
I got torn up, I needed to just...
I Googled it.
Really quick. Great. Clarify.
This is Poe Dameron's new ship.
Yeah, let's...
Which is exciting.
Check it out. Whoa.
Give me some Poe ship.
It's that X-Wing look.
It's that X-Wing, though.
Yeah. Dang.
Mm-hmm. It's a sick ship. So, yeah, there was a few more images that were released by Empire. If you get the magazine, you can see.
Do they just do that?
It's an 8-thing spread, huh?
Are they just like, here you go. Here's an image.
Yeah, I mean, they you know, work it out. I mean, you know, Entertainment Weekly usually gets, like, kind of, like, the preview, you know, magazine or...
Exclusives
type of thing. So it's different than Empire is getting it. It's a really cool cover. It's Rey's hand reaching out to Luke's kind of robot hand. So it's kind of eerie. But another cool kind of random piece of news that we got is... they released a Star Wars comic called Captain Phasma Number 1. And basically it's about the villain, Captain Phasma, played by Gwendolyn Christie, who is a BAMF and awesome. We love her from Game of Thrones as well as everything else she does. But it reveals how she got rid of the trash compactor that Finn actually gets her stuck in. And apparently the explosion rips a hole and she's able to get out. And she actually gets to witness the lightsaber fight between Rey and Kylo Ren in the snow.
Oh.
So it'll be interesting if we get any of her backstory in this next film, or if that's going to kind of be like, she's just going to be like, yep, I saw it. You know, I don't know. It'd be really cool to kind of get a flashback and from her perspective, because I think she's a really cool character and I hope she becomes a much bigger character.
Yeah, that would be great.
Yeah, I'd like to see what happens with that. I don't know. I wonder what they'll do. I'm excited to see it, to find out.
Yeah, I was also confused on her character, because it did seem like she was supposed to play a bigger part, or it seemed like they were building her up to play a bigger part, but like they just kind of, you know, side-canned her for now. We'll see.
We will see. So, you guys, finally, we're moving on to Coco. We got a new Coco poster, so beautiful and wonderful. And not only did we get a new Coco poster, but we got a new trailer. So, you guys ready to watch it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Me too.
It's beautiful. Here we go.
Oh. I love dogs already.
Ugh, it's you. You're gonna get me in trouble, Dante. Someone could hear me.
Dante.
I wish someone wanted to hear me. Other than you.
Okay. I'm crying.
Yeah, it's like Pete's Dragon all over again.
No music. No music. But my great-grandma Coco's father was the greatest musician of all time. Papa. Ernesto de la Cruz.
Ernesto.
One day, he left with his guitar and never returned. No, my family thinks music is a curse. Great-great-grandfather, none of them understand me. I'm supposed to play music.
All right, who's in there?
I'm sorry. What's going on? I'm just dreaming.
Do you mind? Who's that?
Welcome to the land of the dead.
Dante,
wait up! Like,
you gotta stay
with
me, boy. This isn't a dream, then. You're all really out there.
Agents at the Department of Family Reunions are available to assist you.
Please be on the lookout for our living boy. I love the world. The world
You're
looks
here.
Like.
Yeah, everyone's glowing.
Family, mijo.
I know your great-great-grandpa. I'll get you to him.
What are you doing?
I'm walking like a skeleton.
No, skeletons don't walk like that.
It's how you walk.
No, I don't. There's no one left in the living world who remembers you. You disappear from this world.
But you can change that.
We gotta find my great-great-grandpa.
You gotta do it by sunrise.
What happens at sunrise?
You'll be stuck here forever.
Oh. What?
Ugh. I'm a big fan.
Never forget how much your family loves you.
It's almost sunrise.
One cannot deny who one is meant to be.
The dragon parrot. Or the jaguar parrot.
Jaguar parrot.
That's you! I am terribly allergic.
But Dante doesn't have any hair.
And I don't have a nose. And yet, here we are.
It looks beautiful.
That just got me so much more excited for it.
I love it. I want to see. When's it coming out?
It's coming out November 22nd.
That's awesome. So soon. That looks so cute.
It looks so good.
Like, that trailer, I think, was needed to really get me on the hype, but I'm all about it now.
I really love the part how she spins her chancla like a gun and then wields, like, puts it back on her foot. Because that's such a prominent thing in Mexican culture.
Oh.
Yeah, where, like, they, you know, when they mean business, it'd be like, you want me to get the chancla out? Like, okay.
I'm so excited to kind of get to learn more about the Mexican culture. I remember every Halloween, because I had Spanish class all the way through kindergarten through high school, and so like every Halloween we always had like a special, you know, history lesson on Day of the Dead or mm-hmm. Día de los Muertos, and so it's gonna be cool to kind of see. I hope they do it right, and I hope like they make the community and the culture happy.
Yeah.
About the representation that they give. So fingers crossed. It looks beautiful right now, so I can't imagine them.
I did see someone say, why was Bittersweet Symphony the background music? It's an odd choice for...
It's bittersweet. You're with your loved ones.
I was actually thinking about that, too, because I actually know that song very well, and it's like...
I was into it. Yeah, it like got me like, yeah, cool. But if you think about,
and then you die. Yeah,
the movie.
One of the lines is, and then you die. Kind
right.
of thing. Yeah.
But it's so, well, okay.
I mean, one of the. And correct me if I'm wrong, because I feel like you know more about Día de los Muertos than I do. But that's the whole kind of idea of Día de los Muertos is that you still get to spend time with your loved ones on that day. Like, so it's death is not so. Sad. It's, you know, it's still they're always going to be alive because you keep their memory alive, right?
Yeah it's definitely it's a celebration of death.
Yeah, it's so maybe that's why, and they're going to kind of teach kids about that. So
yeah, perhaps.
Very excited about Coco. Can't wait for that one. Let's talk about Thor. We have another TV spot from Thor and some new posters. So Thor Ragnarok. Let's watch the TV spot.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen,
this is what you're yummy. Here for. I mean, not the green guy, Chris Hemsworth.
It's main event time.
Oh my gosh. November 3rd, this is coming soon too. There's a direwolf in this, I didn't know that.
Oh, I've missed this.
Like Game of Thrones direwolf?
He's such a man.
Who knew they had machine guns in Ragnarok?
Ugh,
Loki!
Oh, I love her.
Revenges.
Revenges?
I mean, we don't have to have a name. We could have no name.
I like that. Is it dumb
cute.
To ask when he cut his hair?
It's part of the storyline.
Okay.
Why his hair gets shaved.
Why is his hair all shaved and stuff?
I mean, I'm about it.
I mean, Marvel's cutting back on costs. I can't afford the wig anymore.
they're like, sorry.
Hemsworth got a little diva about it. He's like, I can't do the wig, guys. Yeah. We got to stop this.
I wonder why.
I think he gets thrown in prison, and I think they shave it or something before he goes into the... Gladiator arena where Goldblum is
as long as it makes sense. I was just like, that's a very cool haircut to have and be Thor.
True. I feel like honestly though, Chris Hemsworth could literally do anything with his hair and
he could. He's so hot. He's so sexy. I'm in it. Let's look at these posters really quick because we have one more piece of news before we have to sign out and say goodbye. So here's a few of the posters that they just released showing us some of the characters. Ah, Jeff Goldblum, I love you.
Wow.
You guys, if you follow me on Instagram, at Keaton Markey, you can see a picture of Jeff Goldblum giving me a kiss. No big
really?
Deal. NBD. I go see him play jazz. I enjoy it.
My friend saw him while they were driving.
Oh, Kate
he was
Blanchett
like in the car screen. Next to her. She didn't say anything.
And we got the Hulk. Oh, Loki. How is he still alive?
That
he's been the villain in
like
three
him.
Movies, though.
Yeah. Who?
That's the daddy.
It's Odin.
That's Odin.
Okay. All
right. That's the daddy. Oh, he's red. That means he's a Sith.
I'm
underwhelmed by these posters, to be honest with you.
Why are they covered up so much?
I don't know. Yeah, the posters are kind of eh. I'm like...
They're like, whatever.
Yeah, I'm not too into them. But, you know, I'm still excited for the movie. I think it's going to be hilarious. So, yep. Last piece of news, which I don't want to miss because I think this is a really, really big deal. You guys, some of the biggest stars of today in the early 2000s came out of the Mickey Mouse Club with Justin Timberlake, Ryan Gosling, Christina Aguilera, Britney Spears. And that originally started with the Mickey Mouse Club that Walt Disney started way back in the day. They rebooted it again in the 70s and then again in the 90s, and then those people became huge stars, the huge stars of today. And now, you guys, we have the next group of giant stars, the new Mickey Mouse Club, which is actually called Club Mickey Mouse because we're the 21st century.
Okay.
What? These kids are so, so talented.
I watched the little promo. They did look very talented.
Yeah, they are incredibly talented. They're between the ages of, we have Reagan, who's 18, Jenna's 15, Kai is 16, Gabe is 16, Liana is 17, Brianna is 17, Sean is 15, and Will is 17. So I have to tell you guys, Sean Oli, who's 15, is my favorite. He literally looks like a current day Elvis. He sings and plays guitar, and he sings in Spanish. He has this beautiful rock voice. Oh, he's so cute. I adore him.
They're all so cute.
But we can get a little taste of what they're doing in there. Can you play the video really quick? And then we're going to have to wrap. But in the chat, let us know who your favorites are before we wrap up. Love. Oh, and this is the new theme song.
Oh, my God.
This girl is a queen.
Tell me who's the original. I mean everything literal. Only one individual. The greatest ever.
Tasha Cole helped with this video. I think
of course.
Choreographed it. Yeah.
Of course.
This girl, if you watch her intro video, she is can sing like crazy.
I'm so impressed right now.
You should be. Oh, this is a girl who can sing. And then there's this cute kid from Australia who I adore, too. But my favorite is the rockabilly guy. This is the Australian kid. He's so cute.
Aww.
This is gonna be stuck in my head all night, guys.
Mickey Mouse, Mickey.
Oh, I thought it was House.
It's House.
Mouse, Mickey Mouse.
So, it's awesome. It's cute.
Super
a lot of people
cute.
Don't love the new kind of like how many liberties they took with the theme song. Like,
yeah, it does seem like they're like, we're gonna make this hip for the kids.
Oh, yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah, it's a little kind of slapping you over the head with it. But
even the dancing,
I think they're really cool.
I think it's cool. I think it is very cool. But they definitely took liberties. Like it's
oh yeah.
Very
yeah,
hip.
I don't know. It'll be interesting. I'm just excited to see how these kids' careers are going to grow.
I know, right?
And really what Disney's going to do with this now. Like, they're saying that it's going to be, like, mainly used digitally. They're not going to kind of do any TV shows or anything with it. So we will see. I don't know. I hope I get a chance to meet these kids someday and interview them because they just all, like, in, like, their individual, like, this is me. Hi, I'm Jenna. Hi, I'm whatever videos.
Yeah.
You really kind of see their personalities and you're like, okay, these are all super, super cute kids.
Right.
So.
Like, I'm excited to see where it goes. I hope that they can get as far as the rest, but man, that's a lot to live up to.
Wouldn't that overwhelm you?
Like, I'm on the new Mickey Mouse Club. I hope I'm as famous as Britney one day.
Good luck.
Good luck.
Sorry, you guys in the chat. Usually Sarah is the one who has kind of control of deleting and blocking people, and she's not here today, so I don't have that control. Anyways, thank you guys all so much for watching this episode of Disney Movie News. Where can we follow you guys while we wait till next week?
You guys can follow me at Renee Ariel on Instagram and on Twitter.
And you can follow me at Ava Gordy on Twitter and Instagram as well.
And you guys can follow me all over the interwebs at Keaton Markey. And make sure to follow and subscribe to the Popcorn Talk Network. See you guys next time. Bye.
Goodbye.
Mickey Mouse. That's all.
M-O-U-S-E.
Mickey Mouse. Donald Duck.
I know, right? That's the one I wanted.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.